Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Brock Tickle, Blake Baggett, Tyler Rattray, and Darren Durham, we make champions. Last year, our team was the first in American motocross history to sweep the top three in the outdoor motocross series. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
Mitch Payton, Pro Circuit, Mitch Payton, Steel City. Not a good day, a bad day, or we had a DNF, Blake lost some points, but I guess what's your outlook on it? I'm sure you've had better Steel Cities.
A little bit. I felt bad for Brock. First moto, the only thing, when they plugged in the computer to it, it was low on voltage, so we assume it's a stator. It still ran, but it acted kind of weird, so swapped everything. It was all okay for the second moto, and then for Blake, first moto got a hole shot, and I thought everything would be all right, and he kind of tightened up a little bit and rode kind of tight. Got a fourth, and then the second moto, actually, he got a really bad start, and I thought he would come out about 20th, and he came out probably 10th, made some good passes, got up to like 8th, and then got in the 6th, and then, you know, worked his way up, and then I thought he rode a lot better the second moto and then he did the first moto, and was just pretty far back, and he had some laps that were, if he could have kept the good laps going, you know, I was hoping that maybe he could have caught Barsha. But he kind of ran into some lappers, and they would go up and down or whatever, and it wasn't happening. So, anyway, it's okay. We still got 14 points, and, you know, like I was telling Blake, you know, like I've had series, like I remember being here the last race with Rhino and Lamson, and it was decided by 3 points, and it was whoever won the last moto. So, I mean, that's – he would have died for 14 points.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. It looked like a little bit like he maybe in the first moto when he pulled the hole shot. It's so rare that he was like, oh, shit, I got the hole shot.
No, actually, that's the one thing I was just telling him today. It's like we did some stuff to the bike a few races ago, and he's been getting really good starts lately.
We spoke about it after Buds, I think. You said whatever we changed, it's worked. And so
– and he's consistently, you know, for him, you know, like before it was always an 8th or a 6th or a 10th. And then he'd work his way through. And I don't know why, but that works good for him. Like, second moto, when he got a bad start, he puts his head down and, I'm in trouble, and he goes for it. But he got caught behind Bogle and Musk in there and lost quite a bit of time right off the bat. And then, but he put in some really good laps, and that's how he needed to ride the first moto. But I think going into Elsinore, he gets 2 good starts and, you know, keeps his head together, and we should be all right.
Well, and also, too, playing in your favor a little bit is he's a Southern California guy. He's probably ridden Elsinore a lot. He's good out there. He feels comfortable sleeping at home and all that stuff. And that has probably got to play into his advantage, too, right?
You know, no? I don't know. You know, like sometimes you see it happen that the hometown advantage is always a big deal. I would like to think it is. I know Jeremy used to say Anaheim no matter what because it was his home place. So, like, I've had that happen a lot, and I want to believe in it too. But I expect the other guys to also ride really well. He's just got to ride like he needs to ride, and we'll be fine. So, like, I think if he gets a couple of good starts and rides good, just solid, doesn't have to be blazing, just keep it, and we'll be all right.
Something we were talking about in the tower today, me and Rocket Rob Bitus, you know, two of the sport's foremost professors of the sport.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about, you know, generally speaking, you have a powerhouse team. You have 4 riders that are all capable of winning, just like those Geico guys right now are on it. And Blake's out here due to injury, due to Tyler getting moved up. He's the lone man in the class, and he's not getting a lot of help. And it is what it is. I know you're going to say that, but how much does that hurt you guys? Do you think, you know, he's got to fight through these other red guys?
Well, I would have to say, you know, like, I mean, I remember Aaron Bates asking me so many times in the past, you know, like, is there any team orders? And I think, you know, yeah. I don't do that.
Yeah. I've asked you too. Yeah.
I don't believe in it. I don't think it's healthy for the sport, and I don't think it's healthy for the team, mm-hmm. and I don't think it's healthy for the kids. They need to do what they can do on the track by themselves without, you know, superficial help. And so, you know,
it would be nice to have.
Well, yeah, but yeah. Well, it would be nice now if you had to, but like, you know, like last year we had three guys all going for the championship.
Mm-hmm.
So
true.
Did I have a favorite? You know, no, I didn't. Right. So you just let them do it. So now that's in Geico's hands, where they have two guys that are close, you know, for the championship, and they really can't play favorites either. Yeah. And so, like, I look at it as though, you know, if he rides like he rides and should do what he can do and has done, then we're going to be all right.
Last question, I guess. Talk about Eli Tomac lately. He's won 6 out of the last 8 motos, and certainly today had a great day. He's on it, huh?
He's obviously improved as the season's gone on, it looks like. And I don't know. Like, I wouldn't say that he – I do, because especially at Southwick. I thought Southwick he rode a really good couple of motos there. Like, he looked like he was really fast. But obviously, I think that's a pretty easy position to be in. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he was out of
nothing
it.
Nothing to lose, yeah.
And I think that's kind of a fun position. You know, like, mm-hmm. you're like, all right, I just got to go for it. You know, and, like, mm-hmm. that's – we've talked to Blake about that a little bit, where, you know, both Eli and Barcia have nothing to lose. So they got to ride for wins mm-hmm. to do as much as they can do. And then when you have a points lead, sometimes you have a tendency to like, okay, well, this is okay. I don't want to blow it. I don't want to do something dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's two different ways of looking at it. But in one way, it's kind of fun to race that way because, you know, like, you don't think. You just, like, drop the hammer and just go. And then you're like, whatever, I got to go.
And if you crash out, your team fans go, oh, well, he tried his hardest. And that's it.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. Yeah. I think he doesn't have anything to lose, so he's going to try to – they're both going to go for it and do whatever they can do to try to win motos. So we'll have to see. But, you know, like, if you look at the results, I mean, I don't know who's won more motos now.
Blake's up 1-1.
So we've won more motos than he has, and I think at the end of the year that's going to be important.
All right. Thanks very much.
All right.